Yes, good morning, delegates. We are back to agenda item 9. From where we left off on animal feeding, this commission agreed with the proposal.
Okay.
The Commission agreed that an informal group be convened as proposed yesterday by the European Union to see whether we could agree on the mechanism to undertake this very important work, which everyone in the Commission feels is important work, is relevant work as far as Codex is concerned. The informal group met last night, elected their chair and secretary, and had some discussions. They did not complete the work last night, so they came back this morning and further developed their thoughts on how to advise the Commission proceed on that work. I would like now to request, but before I request the chair of that informal group, I see a flag of Switzerland. Switzerland, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, thank you for giving us the floor. Switzerland would like first of all, to state that we fully endorse the recommendation on the establishment of the Task Force on Animal Feeding. Switzerland would like to confirm her willingness to host the Ad Hoc Task Force on Animal Feeding, should the Commission so decide, as we stated clearly yesterday. Furthermore, Mr. Chairman, we wish to state that we have taken due note of the interest expressed by members of certain developing countries who would like Switzerland to hold one of the sessions of the Ad Hoc Task Force in a developing country. Although we cannot make a formal commitment right now, Switzerland will seriously consider these proposals should the Commission decide to designate Switzerland as the host government of this task force. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland, but I would prefer that we receive a report from the informal working group to the Commission, and then we can be able to discuss that report. But I see the flags of Mexico. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to state that was not any such a recommendation made to set up such a task force and highlight this, but perhaps we can wait for the report from the chairman of the working group and then hear what's in that report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Can I call upon United States, please, to present the report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is a pleasure for me to, as chair of the of last night's working group to present a report of the work of that group. I believe all of the delegations should have a printed copy of the report for their reference. But let me go through the report for you. The working group was comprised of representatives of several geographic regions and representatives of several non-governmental organizations also attended. We had an extensive and fully participatory discussion, but as the Vice Chairman has noted, the outcomes of the discussion were limited due to the lack of available time. The working group identified various options for the process of progressing the work on animal feeding. We identified seven different options that are outlined in the report: the use of a task force, work that would be focused in a single codex committee, work accommodated in all pertinent codex committees, for example, CCRVDF, contaminants, food hygiene, food additives, and CCFIX. The use of a task force plus one codex committee, a focused work focused in one codex committee in addition to a task force. Having FAO, WHO handle one or more items. The continued use of an electronic working group and the use of an FAO, WHO joint expert group. The working group considered for several of these items, the first four bulleted items specifically, the pros and cons of the use of the first of those options: resources, costs, many different pros and cons. The working group discussed, then moved to a discussion of the three remaining items that the Commission had asked the electronic working group to focus on. And these are outlined as A, B, and C in your report: the development of guidelines intended for governments on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies to animal feeding stuffs, development of a prioritized list of hazards in feed ingredients for governmental use, and the establishment of criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. We reached some conclusions with respect to item C, the establishment of criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations. We did reach consensus on this item, that this item should be forwarded to FAO and WHO and handled by them. With respect to item A, that's the development of guidelines intended for governments on how to apply existing risk assessment methodologies, the use of a task force was discussed as an approach to this item, but no consensus was reached in this regard. With respect to item B, the prioritized list of hazards, the use of a task force to handle the development of criteria with respect to the consideration of hazards, for prioritizing a list of hazards, combined with the use of pertinent codex committees to assess specific hazards, was discussed. So the use of a task force with respect to criteria and the use of specific committees to address specific hazards was discussed. But again, no consensus was reached on this approach. One of the facilitators, Vice Chairman Ben Menendo, noted that the charge of this working group was to be only on the dispositions of these items A through C. However, the working group also considered the long-term aspects of work on animal feeding. And in this regard, the working group considered the principle that both for animal feed related work that might arise both now and in the future, that the work should be handled by one or more pertinent codex committees. And there was some support for this approach, this aspect. Because there was a lack of consensus in regards to the use of a task force, there was no discussion that occurred on the possible terms of reference for a task force. Those were the findings, Mr. Chairman, of the group that met yesterday evening and this morning. Again, my particular thanks to the delegations who attended and to the delegation of Mexico for serving as rapporteur. Thank you very much.
Thank you, United States. So, delegates, you have heard what transpired in the smaller working group. The report is tabled for your review, comments, discussion, and we need to get focused as we discuss with the purpose of finding a way forward for this particular item. We note from the presentation from the working group that there was at least some consensus on one of the items, which is good for us as a commission. So now the report is ready for discussion. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you to the informal working group for their report. Somewhat indicative, I think, of the discussions that have gone on for some time in Codex with regard to animal feed. And so I'm hopeful that perhaps we can find a way forward today and complete the work that has been identified by the electronic working group and discussed at the last commission meeting as well as this commission meeting. A number of concerns, in addition to the animal feeding concerns, have been raised in terms of how we go forward. And I think we do need to be mindful of what we heard from a number of delegations yesterday about resource implications for the Secretariat as well as for individual countries. And so I would suggest that we need to think about whether we can use the existing structure. I think the existing committees have that capability. We could assign the work of the two items that are remaining to committees, but I would like to propose that we direct that for the future, work on animal feed will be conducted within the committees, the appropriate committees through a project document submitted to them, and that we consider perhaps having a committee designated as a focal point. And we have suggested the Committee on the Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Food, but having a committee, a focal point, to make sure that the issues are addressed adequately and to make referrals if that needs to be done. But I would like us to really think about how we can use existing structure and not add any additional burden for our countries as well as the Secretariat. Thank you.
And United States, I recognize the flag of Switzerland. Switzerland, please. Switzerland, please. Belgium, please.
Merci.
Thank you very much, Chairman. First and foremost, I'm speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. It appears clearly that yesterday in the Commission there was a consensus so that this work would be carried out expeditiously. Therefore, there is a need now to find a work methodology so that this work can be conducted. As part of the problem linked to resources, I think that this resource problem also arises if we distribute the work amongst the various committees. In fact, experts in the field must be able to attend these committees, which we believe will increase the financial burden for their participation in the various committees. And in that particular connection, I would like to extend my thanks to Switzerland for its proposal to cover the costs of the task force. And we are in full agreement with that proposal and that position. We would also like to thank Switzerland for its readiness and for putting forward the possibility of a co-chairmanship of that working group by a developing country. The aim of this is to take into consideration the concerns which have been voiced recently. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Belgium. I recognize the flag of Hungary. Hungary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hungary is recognizing the importance of contaminants in feed, but we would like to point out that very rarely the case when a contaminant occurs only in feed. Contaminants are usually occurring also in food, and that's why we believe that the Committee on Contaminants in Food would be the appropriate focal point for handling this issue, especially because the risk assessment methodology is more suitable for this purpose, which is applied by the CCF or the CCPR than the CCVRDF. That is a very specific task which is carried out by the CCVRDF, namely dealing with residues purposely used to cure animals. And that's not the issue for food contaminants. There are environmental contaminants occurring in different food and feed items, and they should be handled, and the consumer risk should be assessed jointly in food and feed in the same time. So just to summarize our opinion, we strongly support the establishment of a task force and the allocation of the CCF as a focal point for the further elaboration of the standards or guidelines for handling the contaminants in feed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hungary. Delegates, we need to be mindful of our time here at the Commission. We need really to focus on trying to give this Commission a direction on the mechanism. Once the mechanism is concluded, then we can go to what next. We seem to be taking the two, making assumptions that we have already agreed on the approach. So I would like us to focus on the approach and get consensus from this Commission of the approach. Is it a task force? Is it a committee? Is it a hybrid? What is it that will move us forward? Once we get the answers, then we should be able to see the next steps after we have agreed on that mechanism. I would prefer that if the chair is helped in that direction. Otherwise, we are going back and repeating ourselves, and I don't believe that is the best use of our time as the Commission. I recognize the flags of Poland. Poland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have to recognize that the feeds are an important source of unavoidable and avoidable hazards and agents like biological, chemical, and physical. With the food chain safety approach, we have to identify them and determine specific control measures. It means we have to apply hazard analysis process. Furthermore, besides those agents, in the hazard and risk analysis, we do not have to forget about other elements of primary production stages, such as feed production stages, feed processing, feed additives, medicated feed, marketing, good practices of animal feeding. Taking into account this complex issue, we do have to have a more comprehensive and holistic approach to the feeding staff safety. In our opinion, in this area, in the area which determines food safety, it is required to gather experts who can be recruited and fully utilized in the one frame, exclusively dedicated to this broad matter. It means experts assembled in the task force. We would like to once again thank you, thanks for the Switzerland for the proposal to co-hosting the possible task force with the developing country. And we think that it would facilitate the more active and less painful from the financial point of view participation of these countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. I recognize the flags of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran, Saad Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I wish to extend my thanks to the chair of the informal working group for his report. As you have heard, we did not make agreement within the informal group, and we regret this. This outcome is quite negative, in fact. We regret the fact that we haven't reached an agreement, whether it be on this topic or any other topic. I think that any agreement requires a cooperative spirit from all delegations. So I think each and every one of us has to make an effort to reach this agreement. So we would therefore urge the various participants to display more flexibility, whether it be on this matter or others that we are dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. Those are very useful comments to us as a Commission. I recognize the flags of Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire, please.
Merci.
Thank you, sir. First of all, we would like to raise a question. We would like a point of clarification. The fact that a member country proposes to host a working group, does that give rise to problems? Because we really don't understand, since the outset of this discussion, which country is proposing to hold this working group, and we don't have agreement on this. Really, we'd like clarification here. Thank you, sir.
Clarification for Cote d'Ivoire. Switzerland has offered to host the task force if the Commission agrees that the way forward is a task force. I hope that clarifies your concerns. Cote d'Ivoire. I hope that clarifies the position.
Bon, on commence.
Well, we're starting to understand, but really we need to understand things better, more clearly.
I recognize the flags of Sweden. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In our opinion, as was said by Belgium already, a task force would be the most efficient way to go forward, both in the resource aspect, because then that would be a possibility to gather all experts, including experts from FAO and WHO, in the same place, in the same time, to use the whole meeting time to discuss only feed issues, instead of different experts having to go to different meeting where perhaps the feed issue is one item on the agenda. And as we have seen from the meeting, this meeting, for instance, you never know when this question will come up. So it's not very efficient if you're only interested in one agenda item. Therefore, we think that a task force is the best way to progress, and we have also seen in the past that a task force is a very efficient way of bringing work forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sweden. Delegates, I have, as you can see from the room, almost every row is a flag up, which means we go back to what we discussed from yesterday over and over, and that is not useful. I'm therefore going to make a proposal to this meeting. My first proposal is the working group reached a consensus on item C of the report submitted. In other words, that FAO takes up the establishment criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. From yesterday's discussion, it was very clear that FAO and WHO were willing to take up that particular item. I believe that we are all agreed as a Commission that FAO takes up that particular item. Is there an objection? Is there an objection for the FAO taking up that item? I don't see any objection. So that item, the Commission has agreed, and FAO has accepted that they'll take, and WHO will take up that particular item. On the two remaining issues, A and B, as written in the report of the working group circulated to all members in the English version, we don't seem to be reaching a consensus. From the submissions from the floor, we don't seem to be reaching a consensus. And given the number of flags that were up earlier on, we don't see it from this side. My proposal is therefore to postpone the discussion on this matter until such a time that we can have a consensus on this matter. The Commission members will be given time if there is any means of reaching that consensus in between, then we shall be able to review this item in the next Commission meeting. That's my proposal. Comments, please. I see the flags of Swaziland. Swaziland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say that maybe some of the flags were not in opposition of what was being suggested. Like Swaziland was going to support the formulation of a task force. And I think maybe one of the way forward would be to ask the Commission as to who opposes the formulation of a task force. And then we can see if there is the majority are voting for the formulation, then we take up that suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Swaziland. I see the flags of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran, Sajid Rais.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Chairman, we can't keep postponing such important issues. This will have a truly adverse impact on the activities of the Commission and other organizations such as the OIE and the FAO. I think they could be responsible for dealing with those topics before the next Codex Committee. Chairman, would prefer for us to take a decision now, immediately, in order to come up with a solution, come up with an appropriate methodology, whether we have a task force or whatever. But I think that we should really settle this matter now.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. That's what we have been trying to do since yesterday. But up to now, we have not succeeded. However, I'll take on the comments from Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, we asked for the floor earlier to help you moving forward and express our support at this moment after so long discussions about this item, that we think that the Commission should agree to establish a task force. And we've also expressed our gratitude to Switzerland, which has kindly offered to host this task force. After hearing what Swaziland was saying, that maybe the best way to go forward now is just to open the floor for those who not want a task force. That might be an idea for you to consider to save some time for us now. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the Commission will recall, Mexico co-chaired an electronic working group already 2 years ago on animal feed. And that work was a basis to delineate the work that followed that and also made it possible to reach an agreement in a group that was co-chaired by Denmark and the United States this year. So I'd like to say that what we would like to suggest is not to have this task force, but have each of the committees that are within Codex look at one of these themes and that they be made responsible for dealing with these themes and accommodating them in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. I put a proposal to the Commission. I want reactions to that proposal, please. Reaction to the proposal. I'm taking reactions to the proposal, and I note the flags of Cuba, Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, Tunisia, and it is 12:30, time for lunch. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Chairman, Cuba would like to speak out in favor of the positions of a number of delegations that have spoken just now. And given the importance of this theme and the fact that we're going to have to once and for all reach agreement on this matter, I think it's going to be necessary to demonstrate some flexibility because this affects a host of different countries, so this is very important. So I think it would make sense. It would be worth demonstrating flexibility because the thing is, the worst decision would be not to decide anything. This matter should not be left pending indefinitely. So Cuba would like Switzerland's proposal to be taken into account. I mean, they would like to have this hosted by a developing country. Okay, it's not perfect, perhaps, but it's better to have a proposal, a way forward that is perhaps not perfect, but at least it can bring us forward. Because the thing is, this is affecting so many countries. We all use this animal feed, and we're facing major problems, so we're going to have to arrive at a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Cuba. Thank you, delegates. Time for lunch. We break for lunch and come back at 2:30. And I think there is some announcements before we go for lunch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to recall that this morning we have informed all delegates that the forms for the nomination of the vice chairpersons are available. So that's for you to take them from the head table. Thank you very much.